In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, today we are here to start a new course, and that's an English one, which is obvious. In this course, we are going to teach this book. It's 504 essential words, and it's not just that, because we are going to add to it, you know, the verses of Quran and our narrations. So we are going to see, you know, examples for every single one of these words. We are going to see one example from verse of Quran and another one from narration, and that's, you know, in addition to the common English examples. So if you want to be in this course, you either need to know English pretty well, or you need to dedicate and put some time for it so you understand what I'm talking about. This book, 504 Essential Words, it's suitable for those who want to, you know, be strong in vocabulary, and also for those who are just going to, you know, have some tests like IELTS, TOEFL, and etc. So just let it begin. You're going to see how it works. This is lesson one. In this part, I want you to repeat every single word after me. Maybe you're in a shower, maybe you're in a car, maybe you're in a bathroom, I don't know. I want you to repeat every single word after me. Abandon, abandon. Keen, keen. Jealous, jealous. Tact, tact. Oath, oath. Vacant, vacant. Hardship, hardship. Gallant, gallant. Data, data. Unaccustomed, unaccustomed. Bachelor, bachelor. Qualify, qualify. And right now we are just going to check every single word together. Abandon, abandon. Desert, leave without planning to come back. Quit. Alright, as you can see in this picture, he is leaving, he's abandoning his house, maybe for good, maybe not. He's leaving, he's abandoning his house. Alright, the next word is keen. Keen. Sharp, eager, intense, sensitive. You can see a very keen knife in this picture. It's very keen. Be careful about it. Alright? Jealous. Jealous. Envious. Afraid that the one you love might prefer someone else. You can see the big guy here, the bigger kid. He's jealous of the younger one. Maybe he has the right to be jealous with all those gifts and stuff. Alright? Tact, tact. Diplomacy, ability to say the right thing. Now you're going to see the picture of the legend of tact and diplomacy. The president of the government of tact and hope, Mr. President. Who am I kidding? Alright, let's just pass. Oath, oath. Swear, a promise that something is true, a curse. You can see that little lovely cute emoji, and he's swearing an oath. I don't know why. Alright, the next word is vacant. Empty, not filled. You can see a vacant house in this picture. Alright. Hardship, hardship. Difficulty, something that is hard to bear. And in this picture, you can see a man, he's through a lot of hardship of life, seriously. Why are you carrying that rock, anyway? Alright. Gallant, gallant. Brave, showing respect for women. Alright, these are seriously and really gallant people in this picture that you can see them. Alright, they're also legends and gallant people, brave legends. Seriously. Alright. The next word is data. data, facts, information. You can see data in this picture. Alright, information. The next word, which is unaccustomed, unaccustomed, unfamiliar, not used to something. You know, he doesn't know the way, he's unaccustomed to the way, so he's confused. Bachelor, bachelor, a man who has not married, a single man. You can see that lonely, poor bachelor guy, he needs to get married seriously. Alright. Qualify, qualify, become fit, show that you are able. Among all those people, he's the only one that is qualified. Alright. Now we come back with the Persian meanings and common English examples and of course verses of Quran and narrations. Here is the Persian meaning, you can see that. And examples. We have to abandon the car and walk rest of the way. The game had to be abandoned due to bad weather. The house was abandoned years ago. I don't know why. Don't ask me. Alright. And now the verse of Quran. قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ آكِفِينَ حَتَّى يَرْجِيَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. They had said, we will not abandon this cult, but we will devote ourselves to it until Moses returns to us. I need to say something about this book, as you can see. I'm going to use this book very, very little. Only when I have to, because, you know, I don't like the translation, it's not very accurate. So, if I can't find anything, anywhere, then I will have to come to this book and find something from this one. Alright, let's, you know, read the narration right now. Imam Ali alayhi salam, لا تعمل شيئا من الخير رياء ولا تترك حياء. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, do not perform any good action in order to show off and do not abandon it out of shame. Alright. The next word is keen. Keen. Different meanings. The man had a keen knife in his hand. John was very keen to help. Here means enthusiastic, huh? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ هَادُوا إِنْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَنَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ لِلَّهِ مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوُوا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, O Jews, if you claim that you are Allah's favorites apart from others, then be keen on death if you are truthful. And they're not, of course. Imam Ali alayhi salam, كُنْ عَالِمًا نَاطِقًا أَوْ مُسْتَمِعًا وَاعِيًا وَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ تَكُونَ الثَّالِثُ. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, be either a knowledgeable speaker or a keen listener and beware of being the third type. Jealous. Jealous. The Persian meaning is here and examples. She's jealous of my success. Although my neighbor just bought a new car, I'm not jealous of him. Good for you. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Or is that they're jealous of people over what Allah has given them out of His bounty? Imam Ali alayhi salam, لَا يَكُونُ الْمُؤْمِنُ حَسُودًا. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, a believer is never jealous. The third word is tact. You can see the Persian meaning. It suits him, totally suits him. He's known for his tact. He's known for his tact. Of course he is. Alright. With great tact, Sarah made her son to apologize. It has nothing to do with the picture, of course. Alright. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ كَيْدٌ فَكِيدُونَ. So if you have any tact, try it against me. Ali alayhi salam qal, لا مال أعود من الأقل ولا وحدة أوحش من العجب ولا أقل كالتدبير. Amiral Mu'minin, peace be upon him, said, "No wealth is more profitable than wisdom, no loneliness is more estranging than vanity, no wisdom is as good as tact." Oath, totally different meanings. Alright. "You must not break your oath." That's right. "He was shouting oath when they led him away." It's really bad to do such a thing. Alright. وَإِنَّهُ لَقَسَمٌ لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عَظِيمٌ. And this, if only you knew, is indeed a great oath. Imam al-Sadaq alayhi salam, لا تحلف بالله صادقين ولا كاذبين فإنه عز وجل يقول ولا تجعلوا الله غرضة لأيمانكم. Imam al-Sadaq, peace be upon him, said, "Do not take oath by Allah, whether you are truthful or lying. For verily he says, do not make Allah an obstacle through your oath." Vacant is here. You can see the Persian meaning. And the only example that we have here. Is there a vacant room here? Of course it is. Can't you see that? Alright. فَنَبَزْنَهُ بِالْعَرَاءِ وَهُوَ سَقِيمٌ. Then we cast him onto the vacant surface of the earth while he was sick. Imam Ali alayhi salam qal, خُلُوَ الْقَلْبِ مِنَ التَّقْوَى يَمْلَأَهُ مِنْ فِتَنِ الدُّنْيَا. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "When the heart is vacant of God weariness, it gets filled with the lures of this world." Hardship. We have to endure the hardships of life. People suffered many hardships during that long winter. I think maybe winter has been there, and it has been here, winter, for 8 years, almost 8 years. Winter is here, seriously. Alright. إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Indeed, with hardship comes ease. It's after the winter, just we were talking about. After the winter is spring. Hopefully, spring will be here soon. Imam Ali alayhi salam, ثَمَرُتُ الْحِرْسِ الْعَنَاءِ. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "The fruit of greed is hardship." Gallant. Sometimes gallant people are also heroes, as you can see them in the picture. There are gallant people and they are also heroes. Many gallant knights enter the contest to win the prize.
قل للمخلفين من الأعراب ستدعون إلى قوم أولي بأس شديد.
Say to those who remain behind the Bedouins, you will be called to fight against gallant people. I think the translation is from this book because I don't like it. Alright.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, Afatu shuja idha'atul hazm.
Imam Ali peace be upon him said, the ruin of a gallant man is the loss of resolve. Alright. Let's move. Data. You can see the Persian meaning. This data is collected from 7 countries. These data show that the most of the illnesses are the result of bad eating habits. So we need to correct and modify our eating habits before it kills us. All right.
فَسَوْفَ يَعْطِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
But there is going to reach them the data of what they used to ridicule.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, لَا تُشَاوِرْ عَدُوَّكَ وَاسْتُرْهُ خَبَرَكَ.
Imam Ali peace be upon him said, do not consult with your enemy and hide your data from him. And that's the reason why we are, you know, hiding our data from our enemies like US and, you know, Britain and countries like them. Concealing, we are hiding our data, our information from them, and we are not consulting with them in anything. Why should we do that? Unaccustomed. He was unaccustomed to hard work. I'm unaccustomed to being told what to do.
فجاءه قومه يهرعون إليه ومن قبل كانوا يعملون السيئات.
His people came rushing to him and they were accustomed to committing evil deeds. I should say that I couldn't find any unaccustomed in verses of Quran, so I had to bring it in this way. Accustomed is the opposite of unaccustomed. And also in the narration, I couldn't find an unaccustomed, so I brought something else. You'll see that.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, لا تعبد نفسك الغيبة فإن معتادها عظيم الجرم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, do not accustom yourself to backbiting, for indeed being accustomed to it is a great sin. Do not accustom means be unaccustomed to backbiting. Alright?
Bachelor, the Persian meaning,
this bachelor man is so tired of being alone.
He certainly is.
The prince was Japan's the most eligible bachelor.
وَأَنْكِهُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ.
And marry the bachelors and the righteous among you.
And Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, قَالَ مَنْ زَوَّجَ عَزَبَ كَانَ مِمَّنْ يَنْظُرُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ.
From Imam al-Sadiq having said, the one who gets a bachelor to be married would be from the one whom Allah Mighty and Majestic would look with mercy upon him on the day of judgment, and that's very critical, very important to do so.
Qualify,
the Persian meaning, you can see that this English course will qualify you for nothing. Kidding, maybe it does, maybe it doesn't, I don't know, it depends to you and to me, of course. This test qualifies you to drive heavy vehicles. Nice. Alright.
مَا كَانَ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ أَن يَعْمُرُوا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ.
The polytheists are not qualified to maintain the mosques of Allah. Of course they're not.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, أَرْبَعُ خِسَالٍ يَسُودُ بِهَا الْمَرْءُ الْعِفَّةُ وَالْأَدَبُ وَالْجُودُ وَالْأَقْلُ.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, there are four virtues that qualify a man for chiefdom: chastity, courtesy, magnanimity, and intelligence. Magnanimity, that's a hard one. Alright, now we get to the story part. In this story, we are going to have all the 12 words that we just learned, and we are going to practice it in a text like that. It's a story, it has all the 12 words. Alright. The story of Sir Walter, who spread his coat on the ground to keep an old lady from the hardship of crossing a muddy puddle, can qualify that kind man for an award as a man of tact and good behavior. Here is the Persian meaning, but I need to move on. So if you need more time, you just pause it here, stop it here, right? My brother Kenny, a bachelor with a keen interest in history, was impressed by that anecdote and thought he might demonstrate his excellent upbringing in a parallel situation. Accordingly, he decided to abandon his subway seat in favor of a grandmother standing nearby. The Persian meaning, you just stop it here if you need to check it. Although not unaccustomed to such generous treatment, the old woman was pleased to accept Kenny's kind offer. However, her jealous husband swore an oath under his breath because he thought, why not me? I don't have any data on the number of young men who get into similar trouble as a result of a gallant gesture, but it's probably 1 in 1,000. Poor Kenny. He pointed to the now vacant seat. And here's the Persian meaning. And now we get to our last part, which is a commonly used English expression, and today it is easy peasy lemon squeezy. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, and you can just say easy peasy. Describe a task or activity as extremely easy or simple to perform, and in Persian we say what? We say this.
As an example, I say to my brother, can you help me to solve this, problem? He says, oh, it's easy, peasy, lemon squeezy. How can't you solve it by yourself? Or the teacher asks me if I can do the math. And I say, of course, sir, it's easy, peasy, lemon squeezy. All right, it was this session. And it was this expression. And let's just say, I'll see you later, or you'll see me later. Have a good time, man. Goodbye.